29 of Drunk on Comics, where we like beer, we like comics, and making them free makes them even fucking better.
Yeah, hell yeah, cheers to that. So, happy Star Wars Day, everybody.
Yay, but
May the 4th be with you.
You got that lift going.
Yeah, well, and like I said before, it's better than tomorrow. Revenge of the 5th.
But today is also
Free Comic Book Day.
Yes, it is.
What a coincidence.
What? That I talked about free comics and we then got some?
Yeah. No, that you combine such a nerdy day as a Free Comic Book Day with that.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that Star Wars thing.
Well, it just so happened. I mean,
when the hell did that even start? Has it been around for a while and I've just been clueless like I normally am?
Well, I mean, Star Wars originally started in 1977 with a small film from George Lucas. But
and then Lisp has been around for forever, so yeah.
Tell me more about this movie.
Oh yeah. So this kid is a farmer and he joins a cult religion in a day, and then goes to kill his dad. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
In a nutshell. It's a good story.
Sign me up.
Yeah. So excuse me. Yeah, today by the way, this is Drunk on Comics.
That is who we are.
It's our podcast about comic books and conventions and collecting and today getting free shit.
I would hope that if you were listening to us right now you would have saw it said Drunk on Comics somewhere or would somehow know who we are, but if somehow you didn't, thanks for tuning in for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm Derek.
I'm Tony.
I'm distracted, Kevin. Honestly, we got to say who you are, whatever your name is.
I'm Jim.
Midnight Jim?
Midnight Jim.
But honestly, like, I got a big stack of books here in front of me, and all I want to do is just look at them and read them, and all I want to read them, touch them, feel them. Well, I have to, like, interact with you guys.
Yeah. Well, you can just be off the podcast then. I mean,
let's just talk about
the vote me
off. We'll get to that.
No, I mean we all got a lot of good pickups, and we're gonna go through.
We'll go through them, but let's kind of go on our adventure today because we got up kind of early on a Saturday to go shopping or hunting or whatever you'd call it.
You guys call that early?
Well, for a Saturday. That was kind of
oh my
early.
God!
Well, okay.
We usually like to sleep in from the night before.
Well, I just wake up. I was up, fucking ran a bunch of miles, ready to go. I was pumped.
Yeah,
I was so pumped for the day. I fucking had to go burn it off and running.
Yeah, Jim got up at the crack of noon, I think.
Yeah, Jim, how was your free comic book day?
It was like
all those comic book shops 11. You went to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you go to any of them?
I went to one. I went to my shop.
You went to the shitty shop.
Yeah, which, in case you guys haven't figured out, we normally do reviews and stuff like that, so if you're a regular listener, this week is going to be a little bit different from our standard format. We went on an adventure this morning, though.
Yeah, we got a bunch of free comics, and then we even bought just other ones.
I bought a bunch of comics, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first place we stopped, Goldmine, and, you know, filled up on some freebies there.
Yep. Pulled some winners out of their $1.50 bin there. Mm-hmm. Then we went on to the next shop and got a couple of free comics there and pulled quite a few winners out of their box there. Kevin, what you found some fun
stuff. My gosh, dude. I'll tell you a couple that I really, really enjoy.
It came from the dollar bin.
Oh yes, yeah. Yes. Probably I'm so excited to read RoboCop, The Future of Law Enforcement, number 2. Big, huge RoboCop fan. But then I picked up some really random stuff. Now, Derek, I don't know if you were hearing us talk about this in the other room, but there was this one comic, wink, that said Captain Canuck. Now, I don't know anything about Captain Canuck, and that's why I'm like, oh, this is fucking badass. I got to pick it up. Dude, it's not a comic at all. It's a diorama.
Oh!
So.
Of maple syrup, eh?
Yeah.
Dude, sell to those guys on an elegant weapon.
Oh, yeah. So, no, then, I got a little buzzed up today before we went out, which is funny because I say that holding up an issue of Marvel Comics Spider-Girl Presents The Buzz number one.
Yeah.
But no, so I'm looking at these, flipping through these, this cheap bin, and I see this comic, and I'm like, Barbecue Tales? I gotta pick that up, man. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 it says Barbaric.
Barbaric Tales.
Yeah, potato, potato. But Barbaric Tales. And I'm like, I gotta pick it up now.
I would much prefer to read Barbecue Tales.
My favorite thing that I found in the dollar bins were the free Comic Book Day comics from last year.
For a
marked
dollar.
Marked to a dollar.
Oh, no, they were marked down to a dollar.
Yeah, some of them were $4.
Yeah, $4 marked down.
Well, you know, okay, now that kind of brings me around, and then I'm going to talk about my favorite find out of the dollar bin here. But, you know, it's one of the things about Free Comic Book Day that I think a lot of people don't realize is that the shop owners actually have to pay for those comics that they give away. You know, which is why if you're going to the shop and, you know, they're limiting you to X number. I mean, some of the shops we went to said, you know, only 3 or only 5. Some of the shops, take whatever you want. You know, so, I mean, because we did hit multiple shops today. And, you know, when they sell them later, I don't really feel bad about it because it's, you know, they got some cost into it. And the other thing is that, you know, if you're hearing this after Free Comic Book Day, next year when you go, or if you did go and you didn't buy anything, when you go back to the shops, you know, help them out, buy something, you know, if you can. I mean, kind of support that shop. They wanted to give you some free stuff. So That's my The More You Know segment. But my favorite pull from the dollar bin was the Krull movie Marvel comic adaptation.
See, I kind of want to look at how they drew that.
Oh, well, let's open this son of a bitch up. But, oh, so, Jim, did you find anything yet, like, you know?
At your one shop?
Yeah, well, like, I'm not really patient enough to look through the long boxes. I just can't. But I picked up some cool big old paperbacks.
Got them Essentials.
First volume, Essential of X-Factor, and then the first pocketbook of Strangers in Paradise, which is quite a hard book to find. It seems, I think it's out of print now. But Terry Moore is one of those people I have to try to snag anything he's put out, and so I'm pretty excited that I was able to find this.
Yeah. So here we are opening Krull, and I want to see actually who did this. David Michelin was the writer, Brett Blevins was the penciler, Vincent Coletta was the inker, and Christy Scheel was the colorist. It's pretty classic, what is this, 1983, pretty classic 1983 style Marvel Comics. Yeah. I mean,
it looks like any other Marvel comic from that time period.
It's good classic art style, and actually there's some decent detail in there, you know, for an old newsprint. Yeah,
Blevins did a lot of X-Men around that time too, didn't he? He did a lot of stuff for Marvel right around then.
I don't recognize him from X-Men, but
it was something with Marvel.
I recognize the name.
Yeah.
Something or
other. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to reading this. Oh, I forgot about the guy with the big Cyclops that was in this. You guys remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie, I don't know, that movie was so 80s good, bad, like cheesy, special effects sucked, but as a kid you're kind of like, man, I want to have that Star Blade.
Yeah.
Just fucking throw it.
Which doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
But, oh, darn it, there's an issue too.
good luck finding that.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to, get into talking about some of the free comics books that we picked up. There will be spoilers. I really have a spoiler warning because, well,
I don't think you can spoil something that's free.
Free, yeah. You should all have picked up most of these books anyways.
Well, or as many as you could.
Yes.
You know. But,
yeah, they say most places, let's see, it was original. The first place had no limit.
Yep.
The second place had...
The second and third place had limits.
Three.
And the fourth place had no limit.
But they didn't have much either.
Well, of course, by that point, we had a lot of what...
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, what was your favorite snag out of the free comic book day
dude,
stuff.
Dude, honestly, it wasn't actually from the comics. Honestly, I'm all giddy over some old issues of TV Guide. Serious, yeah. I got... Okay, so here I have on the cover, Super Showdown, Packers versus Patriots, Super Bowl 31.
So that's like...
They're on Super Bowl 48 this year.
Oh, okay.
So that's old. And then I got an issue with Terry Hatcher. This is...
She's so hot.
Well, counts because that's like a Lois and Clark tie-in.
Yeah, it is. But what's cool was in... I mean, so much. There was... about these books, just brought me back to my childhood.
I just all of a sudden realized that we've now become drunk on TV Guides.
Well, inside this particular issue or the issue TV Guide, there was actually a little mini comic for Hercules and Xena, just before it actually started to become released.
Nice,
but man, it just written brought me back. Roy what Thomas. I love to do, one of the things I would do.
Wait, who wrote
Roy Thomas?
Roy Thomas.
Roy Thomas.
Nice.
Jeff Butler, Steve Montano, Ken Lopez.
Okay, I was just like they actually credited people in that comic in there, which is crazy.
But okay, so here there's one thing I really loved about TV Guide. I'm going to share you something I really loved.
The cheers and jeers?
No, I mean, cheers and jeers. That's, yeah, absolutely. That was always...
It guided you what was on TV?
Well, no, I would look at... read the movie section in the back of the book, where it gave a real brief synopsis of movies that were showing on Showtime, Family, the Family Channel, or whatever. But you see some winners you've never even heard of before. Some that you didn't even notice when you went to like the video store and looked at all the box art. So you see like there's one movie called Gay Paris. Gay Paris. Well, then there's another one. I circled too.
I don't even know what you're doing right now, Captain.
Dude. I'm just all over the map, man. Because on one hand, I want to read all this, but yet, I have to do a talkie. Well, here's a movie example. Class of Nukem High 3, The Good, the Bad, and the Subhumanoid.
That was a good movie. I remember that
you,
one.
You saw that movie?
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw the... See, I don't know if I saw the third or the second sequel.
Okay, but you've seen...
Nukem High?
Nukem High? Yeah.
I didn't have cable at all, so...
You lived through the back of your TV Guide. You're like, man, I can imagine what that was like.
Yeah, honestly, that's exactly what happened with me and the TV Guide. Now, occasionally I would go over to my friend's house and we'd watch some of these movies, like 2-3 in the morning, like The Erotic Adventures of the Three Musketeers. And
on Skinamax?
Yeah. Oh, here... Okay, I'm going to read you another review for Tank Girl. Violent, strong language, sexual situations. Did you guys like Tank Girl at all?
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Tongue-in-cheek saga based on the comic strip about a post-apocalyptic punk heroine who does battle with an evil megalomaniac over the world's water supply. See? Nice summary there. Anyway, hot over TV Guide today during Free Comic Book Day.
I'm glad you're happy because I was about to make you happier, but now I realize that I'm just going to make you sad. One of the free comics that I picked up was Batman Adventures.
Dude, I honestly did not see that bitch.
Well, I'm going to talk about actually one of the stories in here.
You want to trade Mr. Puzzle for that?
I feel like I'm back in grade school, dude. I'll trade it. No,
give you Mr. Smurfs and
that's at least
in a kaboom.
Yeah, it's going to have to be Smurfs and Mr. Puzzle for this. But I open it up and I see the Superman Family Adventures, and.
There's an ad for it?
And it says, get ready for the Heroes of Steel. And then at the bottom it says, a new monthly series. And I was like, holy crap, Kevin's going to be so excited. And then I look and realize that this book came out Halloween Comic Fest 2012. So, wah, wah, wah.
You know, actually, a funny thing on that point, maybe I should just save it for news and notes, though.
Too late, man. Yeah, too late. Better bring it up now.
All right. Well, I think I saw this week the creative team for Superman Family Adventures, they're going over to Dark Horse and doing Itty Bitty Hellboy. So it's going to be Superman Adventures, but Hellboy.
That's actually pretty awesome. Yeah. The one thing that I actually want to bring this one up, because I just thought it was fun, was there's a couple short stories in here, two short Batman stories, and then the other side has the Scooby-Doo stuff on it. You know, the reversible flip comic. But it was written by Dan Slott, famously known for writing Spider-Man. And in this one, when Batman catches him, the criminal, he ties him up and hangs him from a street lamp with a little love note from Batman on it for the police. So I was like, wow, that's kind of like Spider-Man. But that's all I really want to say about that.
Well, book I picked up was Strawberry Shortcake, and it had a couple little stories in there. Dude, and the thing wanted to be...
There's one question only that needs to be asked.
What?
Is that a scratch and sniff book?
No, it's not. Kind of. Yeah. Sad.
See, but I read this. You gotta get the variant edition for that.
Yeah.
I read this in the car when we were driving between stores, and I'm kind of, my brain hurts that I did read this because the pun of whatever they said, very, like, this is very good. No, this is very good, friends. Or in the first story when Strawberry gets sick and then the friends go and help out at the shop. And then at the end, she's all better. So like, oh, great, because they realize it's really hard to work there at the shortcake shop. You know, you guys should all come back tomorrow. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Because the smoothies are on me. And then they're all giggling, laughing.
This has turned into us just reading shit.
No, this is me just saying flat out that this book is really good for kids, and I don't know why I picked up. And then on the reverse side, it's Elmo being a hero and putting a Band-Aid on Grover's knee and then realizing he can be a hero by just bringing donations or throwing out the trash or helping an old lady walk across the street.
It was really
amazing.
Really, I mean, isn't that...
I know you guys picked it up.
Isn't that, like, the main reason why they're doing this is because they want to get a younger audience?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, they want to get kids, they want it, but...
Yeah, because, I mean, that's why I got the Smurfs. Fucking Pippi Longstocking.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, like...
Yeah, I say, like...
The Tick! Spoon!
Dude,
Infinity.
I tell you what, though, the Kaboom Summer Blast, that's a thick book.
And it's got a couple cool stories in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one that I'm really looking forward to getting through. I mean, obviously, we didn't have time to read all of the books here, but yeah, Smurfs, you know, the little Marvel kind of kid stuff, and Adventure Time with Finn and Jake.
Well, even more than just the kid stuff, too, there's some books in here that are jumping on points for some people that some of them are reissued stories that they already had in the comic books. Some of them are new small little segments of stories. But overall, it's free, and they're hoping that one story is going to get you hooked onto that.
The one that I read quickly, and so we aren't actually going to do any real review on any of this, but was the Archaea free book. Was Mouse Guard on the one side, which Mouse Guard is one of these that, like, I've read a few stories and I really need to go and get more of them because they're when I first heard about it, I was like, okay, so like Knights of the Round Table kind of mice thing or whatever. And I'm like, that just seems dumb. And then I read a few of them and I'm like, God, it's so beautifully written. It's really well drawn. It's all done by David Peterson. But then on the other side, because it's a flip over, is Roy Lepp's Rust, which is another cute little, you know, kind of more aimed at kids. And the thing is that Mouse Guard is, I think, great for kids and adults.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it deals with deeper issues, but it reminds me of great, great stories that I had when I was a kid. Kim, you got Judge Dredd Classics there for a free comic book.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even... open it yet.
Oh, I started peeking through it. I can't wait to read that one.
I tell you, I love the fact that all these books, they're beefy. I was expecting, like, this is my first free comic book day. And honestly, I thought they were just going to be like four or five five or six pages in a comic book, but it's just limited amount of pages. But no, these are...
Oh, you mean like an ash can or something like that?
Ash can.
Yeah, like, you know, like that the little book that Jim gave us?
You haven't heard them saying that word for the last 4 weeks?
No, because I've been reading my comics while you guys are talking. Probably.
No, like an Ashcan's like a 4-page preview or a 6-page preview.
Yeah, 4 to 8 pages. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Star Wars book. Oh, by the way, technically this is off the shelf, brought to you by Motor City Comic Con.
It's off the free table.
Off the free table. Go check out Motor City Comic Con at MotorCityComicCon.com. Happening in 2 weeks, May 17th through the 19th, at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, Michigan. So check them out, guys. We will be there. It's going to be awesome.
So good.
So good, yeah. but yeah, Judge Dredd, The Walking Dead. Tony, did you read it?
I haven't read it yet, but...
Okay.
Was it a retelling of a story, or was
it's
it...
It's a retelling of three stories.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Michonne couple pages that was in the Michonne special here a while back, which was originally printed in Playboy, I believe. And then there is the story about the family where the dad is, it's the Christmas story with the dad and the son that, Rick.
Rick
and his son helped out. And then there is the governor's story where he's putting the fish tanks with the heads in.
Okay.
So, you know, that's really all there was. You know,
I don't know if that's a good jumping on point for people to get into Walking Dead if that's their first, but it's definitely a cool free supplement for people who have read The Walking Dead. But then again, you've probably already read it.
It's collecting stories that if you've watched, like, season 1 through 3... you can kind of get the gist of...
Yeah.
And just kind of, like, get your feet wet with the comic and see if you want to go back and read
from
volume 1 up.
And I think, too, like, it shows enough difference between the TV and the comic to where you can go yes or no.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess I didn't even think about that for the TV-only watchers.
Yeah. It's, you know, I was really excited about that one. I think that's the one that I'm most let down on is that it was just reprints. You know, I thought they were going to be doing, like, an extra supplemental story. I didn't necessarily think it was going to be all brand new, but still.
Yeah, one of the things that I picked up, which I found out was a retelling of a story, too, was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But if you see it there, pick it up.
Well, that's a Halloween one as well.
I know, but whatever. Whether it was from Halloween or actually for Free Comic Book Day, it was free to me. And although I read it... if they still have it there, pick it up, because the new Turtles is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Damsels, Mermaids from Dynamite, their number 0 issue from Free Comic Book Day.
Actually, whenever someone says mermaid, all I think of is Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. Why don't I ever get a merman? this one actually has an original story in it. You know, brand new original story. And it also does have a little snippet at the back of the retelling of just the regular Damsels book to kind of give people a heads up on that if they want to go back and catch up on that. Because I think that's probably maybe around issue 6 on Damsels right now. But the Damsels Mermaids is a new series coming out. That was cool. Jim, you said Superman was a reprint, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I started reading this story, and I don't know if I've read it before or not, but I believe I've seen some of these pages. If anything, it's a really cool Superman story to pick up. It's written by Jeff Johns and Richard Donner, the director of the first two, or kind of the second one, too. It was like two versions, right, or something. I don't remember. But yeah, and then you had Adam Kubert drawing it and Dave Stewart coloring it. It was good. You know, it's just your standard Superman story from the scope of Richard Donner, so it has that movie feel to it. I enjoyed it.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted by Kevin.
Oh God,
Kevin, why don't you tell listeners what else you found?
Oh, okay. So one of these stores that we go to has an adult section, which you don't see too many adult sections in comic book stores, but there's one. Or at a convention, I'm going. Watch out, guys. Coming in,
literally.
Oh, you should.
I'm leaving the room.
You should see some of the stuff that Kevin picks up.
Hey, it's Well, I was about to say, it's not like whipping and bondage and shit like that. But then, of course, what do I see on the back cover? Is whipping and bondage. No. I picked up. That was Housewives at Play.
King size special.
As she's holding something else that's king size.
A marital aid.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, it was. I mean, yeah, the sex and the art are really good, but actually, it was actually kind of. It's a good story. It's a good story. I'm not gonna. I'll. No matter what I say,
you read about it from the articles.
Yeah. No matter what I say, I'm gonna get shit like that and perv and. But anyway, Housewives at Play. I was happy. This is the king size special I picked up and. Versus just some single issues that I picked up back in the late 90s. This was actually a really good series.
You know what I'm hungry for right now is a King Dong.
Oh, no. You would want a dong.
Yeah.
King Dong. Is that an ice cream cone?
No, they changed the name to King Dong's later. The Hostess Cupcake, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, I knew you were talking about some sort of candied treat.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a candied treat, but you're kind of, yeah.
It's a snack. It's a Sweetums.
Yeah.
So getting back to some newer stories in Free Comic Book Day, Infinity was new.
This one is very perverted.
But not at all. But it also...
Don't spoil it for me. It left
me kind of disappointed in it.
There's nothing to be spoiled with
here. Yeah, because there's really nothing here. There's someone on Earth that needs to... pay the price,
I gotta say, it's really nice seeing Jim Chung, who you don't get to see drawing interiors a lot, drawing, like, these, like, Guillermo del Toro monster things. I thought, like, it was cool to look at the story.
Oh, visually, yeah, the monsters, everything look good. They show Thanos for a quick spot right there, but then they have this other...
Well, of course they show Thanos.
They have this other outsider going to Earth. There's one that remains that needs to be... that's hidden, that needs to pay his tribute. Okay.
Well, I was about to say, like, dude, what's up with the front cover? It looks like he's, like, running into a plate glass window or something. Yeah, I'm hurt.
So this does not set up anything for what Infinity is. What was cool in this issue, though, is it has the final flower. It was the first...
The final flower?
Yeah, this was the first ever Thanos comic. First, originally published in Logan's Run number 6.
First solo story.
Yeah, solo story, yeah, because he was a bad guy, obviously, before. I find it funny that it was in Logan's Run.
Yeah, I never understood that. I've got a copy of that.
Do you guys, what is Logan's Run?
Logan's Run, like the movie?
And there's a comic book of it?
Okay.
Yeah, they made a movie off the comic, kind of like how they made a Star Wars.
Oh, you know what? Maybe, I guess I've heard of it, or maybe I saw a box art back in the day.
Yeah.
But I have to say, out of most of the stories of things, this one actually I've really enjoyed. So for anyone who hasn't ever wanted to pick up Logan's Run number 6 or found it, This is the second half of this Infinity book, and it was
dude, well, thanks for energizing me about that, because honestly, I picked it up because it was free. but I'm like, am I actually going to read this? Because really, I don't know, the outer spacey stuff is, meh.
Yeah, you and I are kind of on that same page.
Though, of course, when Galactus and Eternity come out, I'm like, hell yeah. I don't know why. I like them big, I guess.
King sized.
The last part of the Infinity issue after the final flower is this 4-page preview for an original graphic novel that Marvel's putting out. And why there's just no story here at all.
No, it was kind of just words with pictures.
Yeah.
Did I see that say it was Warren Ellis and Mike McCone?
Yeah. Oh, this is something I'm really interested in, but as far as the four page, obviously,
it didn't do much for you.
It didn't get me hyped up.
It looks pretty.
Oh, definitely. But it was just like,
well, plus it ended abruptly, kind of.
Yeah.
With the whole Captain Marvel, like, she just takes off her helmet after talking to Jarvis of, don't call me Colonel, call me Captain. Well, and then just takes off the helmet and smiles. And I'm like, that was the end. You couldn't have just had like a quick one liner of hee-hee or something.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't even, like, put, like, check it out when it comes out or anything. I mean, it just ends.
Yeah.
And then there's the back ad for whatever, you know.
So did we ever? So did we ever actually? We started telling people about our day, but then we just were like, "Oh my god, I'm fucking orgasming because I got comics."
Well, yeah, we went to four shops.
Four shops.
One of which
they were, they were all busier than I thought they were going
to
be.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in there, from big to small to old to young.
To
you got me just thinking about that one guy and his. Mechanized
his scooter
bot, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah.
Dude, it was hilarious when he started to run over comics. He couldn't. He had this industrial size scooter, and he couldn't maneuver down the aisles.
Well, that comic book store is the worst excuse for a comic book store. I mean, it looks like a rummage sale in there. There are boxes and stuff, boxes on top of boxes, and like. Comics falling over. It looks like a hoarder.
One of the stops we made today was Gemini's comic book store, which is the only comic book store that we really have on this side of town. This is Derek's first trip in there.
First trip, too.
Well,
your first trip there, too.
I went there once probably 15 years ago, but I just happened to be over there, and I stopped. And I don't even know if they sold new comics at the time. It might have just been the...
No, they've been selling comics for a long, long, long time.
So, I now understand why Kevin bitches about them every single week.
Yeah, honestly, it's a big CF. And another thing I didn't get is, why wasn't the owner there?
Yeah.
He's the only shop we went to, the owner wasn't
there. We're
getting
very specific, and people are probably going to piece this together as to which shop we're talking about one of these days.
Yeah.
Who cares? Fuck them. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck them if you...
You know, I go there every week.
You know,
I don't mind.
Hopefully they listen to this and burn the whole building down and start over again.
No, but because
that's the only... Honest way, the only way that the whole goddamn store is going to improve, because they have a zillion books that no one fucking reads. They have to go with their fucking Swiffer sweeper and you know, do that thing with the waving of it and collecting the dust and...
What you just said, too, with the owner of that one particular shop that we did not like, all the other ones, yeah, had their shop owners, and they were interacting with the customers. They, you know, were explaining where this was, that was. I think that was very cool, because especially sometimes when, most of the times, if you go to a comic book shop, you should know who the owner is, unless somehow you are coming on that 1 hour lunch break every time that you haven't met them. So it's cool to interact with them. And plus, obviously, most of the shops had their other workers working there as a full team. This is their big kind of day to push some things.
It's a foolish mistake, though. This is the one day out of the year a comic shop has to be, like, pristine condition, you know, like, selling their store to people to bring them in. And, yeah, not being there, that's...
I'm just disappointed I missed my shop, you know, because we didn't get to go down to my
city. Your shop is the ultimate shop, really. I mean, it's the full thing. But, you were, Derek, you were telling me that there were some shops around the country that are already experiencing, like, huge lines for this day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like lines down the block. Well, and I mean, like, I know that my shop, when I was there last year, I went relatively early last year. The year before, I went later. But last year, I'm like, you know, I'm going to get an early start. I'd say that there was probably... 30, 40 people outside the door where I got into line, and they were open. You know, so I mean, like, the line was going inside. Yeah.
Well, by noon today already, some comic book shops have been uploading pictures of, like, people in cosplay coming to theirs. Now, obviously, those are big shops in, like, L.A. and New York, but there's, I mean, it's become a huge day.
Yeah. I would like to see, like, a little bit more of an event, you know, type of thing. Although the one shop we went to, it was cool. They had an artist in there that was, you know, he had some of his prints for sale. He was available for commissions. I know my shop had an artist in that he was doing free head sketches.
Caricatures?
You know? No, like actual like sketches.
Oh.
Like of characters.
Man, nothing's funnier than me drawing all goofy. Goofier than I already look. Roller skates on.
Kind of like on... I don't even know if we talked about it last week or not, but it's official. We've got ourselves drawn onto the cover of a comic book for Motor City.
Which one?
Fanboys versus Zombies. The Motor City Comic Con variant exclusive cover.
Did you tweet about that?
Yeah, a few times.
I think I might have seen it on Facebook or something, whoever runs that.
Drunk on Comics?
Yeah.
Dot Facebook?
Dot Twitter? Com? Yeah. No, but I think one of my favorite parts in that drawing is that, Kevin, you're about to get fucked up by a little girl zombie. So.
Yeah, dude, yeah, there I am, just my mouth agape. Whoop.
Yeah.
What?
Jim, you look like you really want to talk about
about
the Archie. One book that you wanted us to pick up, and so now you got three copies.
There was one book for Free Comic Book Day that I had to get, and it was the Archie Digest first issue. I don't know if this is like reprints or this is the first issue of like an ongoing digest thing, but you get a crap ton of stories in here. There's two Josie and the Pussycat stories.
That's
enough.
Bad ass man. Did you like that movie?
I love that movie.
All right. We'll continue to be friends.
For almost 100 pages, free. Like, this was the best deal, free deal. Like, you know, bang for your non-buck.
Cool.
So, do you think people are going to get pissed? Like, they didn't go to Free Comic Book Day and then listen to this podcast? And
I would be pissed if I
was. And they're like, man, that sucks. It sounded like fun.
But, you know, the thing is that there might still be some free comics left at your shop. I mean, just
if you miss... Now on sale for $2.50.
Yeah. If you miss, just go ask.
Or make sure next year you plan a venture with some friends and make a day out of it, you know. Bed Bath & Beyond. Don't know if I'll have enough time.
Really?
Yeah. But doing all things Free Comic Book Day related... we have one of the coolest covers that we found today.
Otherwise known as Best on Tap for the best cover of the week. And actually best cover of the day, because we're going with, what is it, the Bongo Comics Free For All, which has comic book guy dressed up as tons of different cosplay.
Yeah, like, and it's... I really enjoy it just because it is, well, comic book guy. That's who we are. On this day, we celebrate the comic book guy. And just him being dressed up in 50 different shades till gray.
The job of the Hutt is great. and him as Pinhead is awesome. It was like the one that I totally missed.
My favorite is him with the D20 costume.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
let me see this. I haven't seen this because I don't know if this is. I got this other one that says
maybe you got a variant cover.
No, it's a different variant cover. It's just a different issue of Bongo Free For All.
Oh, it's the owner wife. But yeah, so that's. Oh wait, that's because that's 2012.
He has a 2012 shirt on in the foreground of the cover.
Yeah, I drink a lot, and I don't know what year it is sometimes. So,
well, I guess if they have last year's issue.
Wait, that's last year's issue, so we can come up with something new.
Yeah, you got, okay, then.
okay, what are we going to do?
Yeah, we're
retract.
Housewives of Play.
my favorite cover, though, honestly, was the Damsel's Mermaids. I just thought it was a really.
I think Strawberry Shortcake. I mean, maybe Elmo.
My cover was done by Stephanie Hans, who did yours.
I kind of like the Smurfs.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all good.
Yeah. Everybody's a winner today because it's free. So
how do we post that online?
We'll just lay out all of our books and take a picture and put that.
All right. Who's keeping notes?
All right. Speaking of notes, should we move on to some news and notes?
Yeah. We got a little bit of news.
Yeah. News and notes this week brought to you once again by Intercomics. It's inter-comics.com. Local online retailer in the UK, but don't worry if you don't live in the UK because they ship worldwide, baby. So go check them out, inter-comics.com.
I don't know if I'm going to not be able to stop from laughing of how retarded we are that we couldn't see that it said 2012 right in the beginning.
Well, I think my Rochester Red Ale here is blurring my vision.
Well,
did you just eat it all today?
No, we've just been reading, comic booking.
God damn it, man. Yeah, I say you're probably catching a buzz just from the fumes of that beer.
Well, Tony did have a brick of cheese earlier.
And some jerky.
Yeah.
So speaking of comic book covers, DC has been talking about in December, or September, I should say, their Villains Month.
Yeah, you know, it's more rumors about who is going to be on the covers. Looks like Riddler is going to be on Batman. You know, this is according to Bleeding Cool. Ventriloquist is taking over Batgirl. Prankster is taking over Nightwing. And there's hints that the Crime Syndicate of America may be on the Justice League.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah. It's a big team.
Well, and Black Manta on Aquaman, because
that's his arch nemesis.
It's that and Goldfish Ick. You know, he hates that too. But
it's going to be a good month for DC because a lot of people who I think their villains are better than their superheroes.
Yeah, I would agree. I think DC has the better villains. I think Marvel has the better heroes.
Yeah, and so I know I'll definitely be picking up some titles just because, and it's such a unique, cool thing that they're doing. Yeah, let's, you know, spotlight all these villains. Let's stop the stories and kind of do, you know, story arcs on these guys. And who knows, maybe some of these, if they sell really well, may get an ongoing series of their, you know, bad guys, and then we can wait a year or two till Marvel does it.
Yeah, and as long as nobody makes fun of DC for it, then DC won't neglect them to have interviews. Did you guys hear about that? About the Outhouse online parody website that went and asked DC for interviews at a recent convention, and they said no because you make fun of us. It was basically what I heard.
Yeah, that's a little.
Yeah. So,
I mean, hey, at least they didn't know them.
Yeah, that's
true. Hey, they know us.
Yeah,
hooray.
Yeah, we don't have that problem yet. Where nobody's gone, you didn't treat us well. Well, yeah, but we don't treat everyone well. What else you guys got?
I got Ant-Man in someone's cleavage.
What?
That's news?
Yeah, well, it's definitely noteworthy. Oh. No, Kevin Feige on Iron Man's role in Avengers 2 and how Star Wars impacts Marvel's slate. Did you guys read this article?
Oh, yeah, I scanned it. I honestly didn't.
Yeah, I got to Ant-Man in this cleavage, and then I'm like, all right, next. I'm not overly concerned how...
I think Disney's going to let Marvel do their own thing, and even though Disney's going to have their hands tied with Star Wars... They got a cash cow going in Marvel titles. Yeah, they wouldn't stop that either.
Yeah, just let them focus on making the movies. You focus on fucking the marketing, both in the toys and the posters, and a totally awesome bedroom comforter that I'm gonna buy when it comes out.
A comforter?
Yeah. A Snuggie, maybe?
Yeah. And have you ever seen the new bedroom accessories they have?
No.
In the back of...
I don't know.
In the back of Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, in the back of comic books, man. You get your own speed racer comforter and...
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're talking about now. Like, you had me lost.
Dude, I was waiting for you guys to, like, lift me up on my britches and throw me out the, out the room.
Michael Bay has actually officially now, which I don't know why he didn't when the rumors were going around a long time ago of the Ninja Turtles being aliens, and that word kept getting thrown around, and a lot of people were saying, wait, maybe it's just talking about the Ooze and Krang and Dimension X and everything. Well, finally he came out and he said, I should have gone out to the press sooner. Yeah, like 5 months ago when people started saying, what the fuck are you doing with their Ninja Turtles? You should have corrected them and said, don't worry about it. They're still going to be... Because to the source material, the ooze does come from a different planet. So, that's what they're talking about, aliens...
I completely disagree. Because what have we been talking about for the last 6 months? This movie.
Taint. Teenage alien invading Ninja Turtles.
Exactly. So... Hey, if it, I'm saying maybe he, if anything, maybe he should have even milked it a little bit longer. Keep people talking. Get people pissed off about it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And then, no news is bad news.
Yeah, because no, ultimately no, bad news is. But
no good news is good news. But you with Gary Gnu.
But he had to tell Pete, he had to come out. But
he had to cover his tracks, and yeah. Didn't know that was a decision that was made after to. Oh well, it's the U's and the O's is from a different planet. That's what I meant. You know, like he was getting so negative, and like, you know, people are already kind of sick of him with Transformers and everything, and they need to make this movie as appealing as possible. So
yeah,
of course he's going to have to come out and do this. And
one other news thing, I know we talked like a week or two or three ago about the new transgendered comic book character, and was it Batwoman?
I think it was Batgirl.
Or Batgirl, yeah.
Wait, so Batwoman is gay, and yes. Batgirl's transgender?
No, there's a transgender character.
Oh, okay.
In that. Marvel now has a transgendered character, but it's one of the Moloids.
Oh, my God.
Excuse you?
The Moloids. Here, I'll show you a picture.
Tom. Yeah. From, FF. Tom
from FF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, he, she, that's where I never know what to call them at that point. Do you call them a she or do you call them a he? And like, I mean, that's a serious thing. I don't know what you're supposed to. But, yeah, so, Tong is transgendered now. And
the world keeps turning.
Yeah. And like, this one, I just thought this one felt a wee bit forced.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I see they got one. Well, we have one too now.
Well, you know, and I know that this was had to have been done previously. I don't think that they could have just said, hey, quick, let's add in one page and
yeah,
reprint everything, the story. But, like, eh, okay.
Something I'm happy about is Mars is attacking Judge Dredd. when, obviously, we talked about Mars attacking IDW and all those things, they just talked about... this coming September, they're going to be going against Judge Dredd. So that should be an epically fun series as well as all the series of Mars Attacks.
Yeah. Is it going to be on Judge Dredd's home turf, Mega City 1?
I'm guessing, because usually whenever the aliens attack, it's usually going to those worlds.
They don't stand a chance. I mean, even before you get Judge Dredd in the mix, they don't even stand a chance.
One really good thing, the Boston Comic Con was rescheduled, which after the bombings, you know, it was that weekend directly following.
Yeah.
So it's now been rescheduled. So, you know, maybe if you weren't able to go before, here's a great chance to go. But it's going to be August 3rd and 4th at the Seaport Hotel and Seaport World Trade Center. So new date, new location too. So, I'm just glad to see that they're doing that. I guess they're still in the process, too, of saying who is and is not going to be available to come, because obviously...
The rescheduling.
Yeah, but I think Mike Mignola is still planning on being there. And I don't remember who else they said, but that was pretty much all my news other than the USA Today article about your guide to Free Comic Book Day, which was the most useless guide I've ever seen. You like Sesame Street? Try Elmo. Or like you like Elmo and Big Bird? Try Sesame Street. Oh.
I did.
Yeah. You like Man of Steel? Try Superman. It's like, oh, okay. You like pro football? Try NFL Rush Zone. It's like,
okay. I would have loved to try it, but they
Rush Zone because they didn't have it at my shop.
I'm pretty sure most people didn't pick that one up because it's sports.
Yeah,
generally people who don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm one of, like you and I are one of those rare peoples that will actually likes their comics and their sports.
Yep, Derek doesn't. He hates all sports.
Well,
I love hockey.
Well, yeah, you're a hockey guy.
Sarcasm. It's called sarcasm.
Yeah. Well, no, I pretty much hate all other sports outside of hockey, so it's not. That sarcasm isn't that far off.
I do have one last little news thing. Looks like He-Man is finally putting on some more clothes. Just quick show you guys this picture of his new suit.
That's okay. I don't need to see it.
Oh, Yeah, that's a new outfit, all right.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, yeah. I like, it leaves more room for the imagination, but...
I like how he has a big H on his chest.
Yeah.
To indicate who he is.
No, it says it's so you know he's human.
I like that he's in, like, or Lightning horny. 2. He's trying to be, like, Thor. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, I think that does it for me. That's a letdown on that He-Man outfit. Yeah. But... you guys got anybody else got any newts?
No, I left my newts at home.
No, honestly, I'm just flipping through, and really the all the buzz is Iron Man, really related to a huge opening day.
What's Iron Man?
Really huge? I went and saw it Friday morning the day it came out.
Yeah,
I saw it yesterday too. I can't believe they killed Pepper Potts. That was just sad. So.
Yeah, well, dude, if Tony's going to die, she might as well die, too.
Yep.
But, whatever. So much for Avengers 2. I mean, I understand what Joss Whedon was talking about when he walked out. He goes, now what the fuck am I supposed to do? Because if you kill Tony Stark and Pepper Potts, I mean, realistically.
Well, I knew exactly what he was talking about when he called me later. So.
You know, I was perfectly fine with the movie until, like, the Duke cameo came in. It was a little forced.
How did they work that with Fox still owning the X-Men, and Dupe is technically one of the X-Men.
You guys are seriously talking about this movie?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
I haven't even seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
But there's the internet. You probably read a script about it or something.
Kevin's getting pissed. Our listeners are probably being like, fucking hope not, or the listeners that have seen Iron Man already. Like,
I mean, I mean, you said blah, blah, blah spoilers, but I didn't...
No, I don't know what happens in the movie other than
then Duke shows up.
Yeah, and Iron Man fights the Tangerine.
Yeah, so. The Tangerine was interesting.
Or the Mandarin, that's what it is. Yeah, the Mandarin,
the orange.
Also, from seeing it, is Ben Kingsley steals the movie.
Most good villains do. All right, well, shall we move on to some booze in a book?
Yeah.
All right, Booze in a Book this week is going to be all the free comics that I got today and whatever beer I can steal out of Tony's fridge, because free is awesome and they all go great together. So thanks for the beer, Tony.
No problem. And I'll do Indie Turnpike right now, which is almost all these comic books because they were also free.
They're all indie, man, but
Infinity,
a lot of them
are.
Infinity was so indie, man. Same with that Superman story.
Besides
man,
the big
so
two,
indie.
I haven't read enough yet. I haven't picked one up. I think we just our indie Turnpike right now is on kind of a what'd you call it? Not a roadblock.
Standstill. The Indie Turnpike for this week turned into the freeway. did you guys actually pick anything up this week that you did at least just want to give a shout out to for last call?
Age of Ultron totally turned that series on its heels, like where it was going. And as we've talked about before, Wolverine went back in time and killed Hank Pym, fucked everything up. And I'm wondering if there's going to be true repercussions throughout the rest of the Marvel Universe. You kill a main character who has big ties into big events. Is that going to be repercussions to everything else, or are they going to have somehow go back in time and do it? But it was a really good read to explain what's kind of happening in that.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't get into Age of Ultron. I got lost. So,
Okay. I know we moved on, but I'm going to go back because I just found this.
More news.
Reopening the note section. Athletes as Star Wars characters. I just found this article on USA Today. Now, you guys know Peyton Manning?
You found it where?
USA Today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know who.
Yeah. They're taking popular athletes and saying if they were a Star Wars character, they would be this character, and they're saying Peyton Manning is C-3PO.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't
know enough.
They both have helmets.
I don't understand what the logic here is, but it's absolutely ridiculous.
Does he have a small robot that screams and cusses at him all the time, so they have to bleep out every word he says?
Oh,
Peyton Manning, I mean.
Dude, here. Okay, so actually, no, it's just not football. It's all athletes. Roger Goodell, he's commissioner of the NFL. Emperor Palpatine. Yeah. My favorite from the list is Tiger Woods is the equivalent of Darth Vader.
Okay.
Wow.
Because of one particular feature, maybe?
Because he's black.
No, it's because he swings that thing around.
It's like a lightsaber. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Whoa, what a racist, whoa. Dude. Yes. Yeah. All right, I got some things here for last call. Kara's Magic Volume 2, number 1 from Aspen, continuing with their 10 for 10 series. So, brand new Volume 1 comic for a buck. You can't beat it. Dean Motter's Mr. X Eviction, number 1 of 3. I talked about that 3-part series that was a reprint here on Indie Comic or Indie Turnpike a while back. Suicide Risk from Boom Studios. Thanos Rising, I'm a little split on. You know, we kind of chit-chatted about it while we were at
Like, you're split on it. You don't even know I'm kind of pissed about it because they are turning him into, like, Dexter.
Yeah.
As the one guy at the comic book shop was saying, like, he is a god, a mad titan, who has killed countless people for his love of death. It's not that he, all of a sudden, at a young age, started just killing people. And
well, you got to start someplace.
How does he start, then? Let's hear it.
Yeah, because
read the comic and you'll find out.
Yeah, read the book.
Yeah, wait, no. You're saying just read let me know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying what do you think he should have started as?
Oh, just I don't know, mad with power, and then fell in love with death, and then
so no childhood or anything.
Well, childhood could be whatever, but you don't need all of a sudden retroactively say he started being this killer when he was younger. So then his entire life he's just been a killer, not the mad titan. He hasn't been insane, power hungry, like we've always known he's been.
But wouldn't starting off as a killer like Dexter bring you to that point eventually? I don't know. I've never even read the book. I don't know. I'm just picking your
shut
brain
your
a little
pie
bit.
Hole.
Indestructible Hulk, number 7. This is the most fun I've had with a comic that has Thor in it, I think, ever. You know, except for maybe like some of the old Silver Age stuff. Miss Fury, number 2 from Dynamite. This is the Ali Garza, risque retailer incentive cover that I got here. Yeah, which I don't know why this is risque. She's wearing more than a lot of other people do in comics. Superior Spider-Man, number 9. I got the Stegman variant.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was, let's see. Well, hold on. I'll peel this. Tony, you got something else?
I was going to say, I was glad that I got the all-new X-Men and I found out who was going over to Cyclops' team.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't spoiled the week before in Uncanny.
Yeah. Yeah, all-new X-Men. Snapshot finally wrapped up. Good story, but I'm a little, I don't know, a little torn on it, but it's still well worth a read. Probably my favorite book, though, this week was 10 Grand from Image. And Joe's Comics, actually. But,
Joe's Comics. J.
Michael Straczynski and Ben Temple Smith. Crazy good story. It's kind of a little bit Constantine-esque, if you will. It's like a
badass cover, too.
Yeah, private eye hitman kind of demonology shit going on. It's heaven and earth and hell and all kinds of fun, cool stuff, so... That's the one book, I think, if you're going to go buy one book this week, that's 10 grand, I think, is it. So
interesting.
Yeah. So, I got a stack of comics.
So you're saying, get over. Aquaman 19.
And its faithful subjects?
I'm excited to read Aquaman. I like Aquaman. You guys hurt me when you talk about
chick?
This chick.
Who's the chick?
Isn't that like
Miracle Girl?
Mira.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
his wife, right?
Yeah, I think. Is it his wife? Or is it his sister?
I haven't read any Aquaman stuff in years.
Yeah, actually, she's the here and there and there.
Kiss and cousin, story. Maybe?
I don't think they're related.
It's the new 52. Well, they're all related, one way or another.
Yeah, they all come from the sea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
I'm trying to make up, like, you know, when they put them in jail, do they get canned? I don't know. Oh, wow. That's bad. I think I should probably get some food in me.
You nailed that one, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, God. Wow.
All right, we need to go read our comics. We need to get off the air. We need to stop rambling.
Yeah, it's about to deep six this podcast. So, all right, guys, keep reading those comics. We'll be back to talk to you about them next week. I'm Derek.
I'm Tony.
Some random guy.
I'm Jim today.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah. All right, see you next week, guys.
Bye.
I've seen you, and time has a way of revealing the truth. It's been some time, it's alright with you. I want you to know I'm always here for you. I'm always here for you. I'm always here for you. Always here for you.